V friends, welcome to VCon.
This is the Gary V Audio Experience.
Hey everyone, on today's episode of the Gary V Audio Experience, we're throwing it back almost exactly 1 year with Gary's never before heard opening speech at VCon 2022. Hope you all enjoy, and don't forget to grab your tickets to VCon 2023. Now, to the episode.
I said, V friends, welcome to VCon! I'm so humbled. Thank you so much. This weekend is a culmination of many years of work, incredible amounts of focus the last 15 months on this project, and I just want to thank everybody for being here. It's going to be very special. Most of all, what I'm most interested in, besides the content, is to make sure that as many of you as possible get to meet as many of you as possible. I think the biggest ROI from every conference always is the relationships you make. The last 7 years I went to South by Southwest, I don't think I went to a single talk. It was all just intermingling and jamming. That is very clear to me the thing that you should be looking for. And so I highly encourage extending your hand and saying hello. I know a lot of people here are naturally introverted, but push yourself. This is an incredibly, incredibly kind community. Speaking of kindness, you know, we talk a good game on kindness on Discord and social, but people were literally throwing flying elbows at each other at the merch tent a few minutes ago. So I want to establish in the opening keynote that please challenge yourself for the next 96 hours to being the bigger person in every situation, even if somebody cuts a line out of their overenthusiasm or anything else. I really, really genuinely have no interest in hypocrisy within the framework of this conference, so I challenge everybody to genuinely push themselves to be their best selves this weekend, please. And by the way, and I really appreciate that, and for the record, I'm really just talking about the last 10%. 90% of the juice here is off the charts, but in excitable moments, I have a selfie station. Let's throw up the selfie schedule so that people can take photos, because I know I was out there for 4 hours. Please take a photo of this if you are interested in getting a selfie. I'm allocating quite a bit of time to that. I'm also gonna ask the thousands yesterday that were able to get their photo that if they could be a little bit patient and let people who were unable to do that. And so tonight and tomorrow, maybe please allow that and then we'll see how Sunday looks. Be friends. Is the beginning of a journey for me on the next chapter of my career to scale the things that I'm most passionate about. And those things that I'm passionate about, like for all of us, is in the framework of selfish things and selfless things. I think the world really struggles with and. I think that's something for a lot of you, a lot of you are very close to my content and know what I talk about, what I believe in. The thing that I've been thinking a lot about is people's real struggle with the word and. Everything is so or. And what I plan on doing with VFriends in the next 5 decades is really establish aggressive and. I will build a very large intellectual property and business. There's probably a substantial chance that VFriends is the business that finally gets me to buy the New York Jets. And more importantly, win a Super Bowl. I really need everybody to be healthy because I really need you to be there to watch when they give me that Lombardi trophy. Because if you think my face was a meme in that CNBC interview, wait till you see my Super Bowl trophy face. But more importantly, the selfless journey of what I think VeeFriends will be and can be for me is very important to me. I genuinely believe, I mean, look how good these characters look spinning around the stadium. This is a little ways away from a couple of doodles just a year ago. There's literally characters walking around here. We're only 15 months into this journey. We are going to operate this very aggressively, and we will make these characters incredibly popular. Almost everybody's grandkids in this place will interact with a VeeFriend in their life. And the thing that I'm most passionate about with that is obviously the attributes of the VeeFriends, what we can instill. Yesterday was one of the great days of my life, 4.5 hours of selfies and conversations. I wish on you, besides health, the opportunity to have one person ever tell you that you changed their life. It's not about the 500 that did it yesterday. One person has a better life because of you. That is the most intoxicating feeling a human being can have. I love you much more. I have a very scaled vision for this, and I'm very excited to operate it. I want you to all know that I will not let you down. I will navigate every day. I will rarely listen to any of your opinions. I'm very aware that you care about the floor price. I can't do that. I have a responsibility. But I will navigate this the way I've navigated everything in my life, with supreme effort, with a hell of a lot of hard work, with a lot of clever smarts, and with tremendous good intent. I make you that promise, and I'm humbled by your support. Now let's talk about you. My great hope for this weekend is what happens to you is what happened to me when I started to go to conferences in Web 2. I had a lot going for me. The wine business with Dad was going great. I knew a lot. But I started to go to these conferences and I heard things I'd never heard before. Conversations I've never heard before. And it really changed the course of my life. The conferences I went to in 2006 and 7 shaped who I am today. My ambition for VeeCon over the next 3 years is to provide not only the community that I know is happening, but the information, the one sentence in one talk this afternoon that makes it click for you of why you can do this for your law practice or your concrete business, or maybe it is time to step away from your job, live a little more humbly within your means, and try one time to scratch that itch that's been inside of you forever. The content, not just the community of this conference, has tremendous ambition, has a lot of thought to it. The luminaries and personalities that are here are extraordinary. There are many artists that will be speaking at this conference that only 15 months ago had regular jobs. How many people here, by show of hands, if I really ask this question, and I want you to really give it thought, don't just raise your hand. How many people, if I asked you this question, would say, as a child, they did grow up fairly artistic. They drew, they played, they think, they were creative. And because Web3 didn't exist, they didn't know that was an option, and they ended up doing a non-creative thing in their lives. Actually, please stand up. If you're one of these people, please stand up. Let's clap it up for these creative individuals. Don't sit back down. Back up. Thank you. It's these people that really sit in my gut, because they may think, as I'm talking now, darn it, 9-year-old me would have really won if this worked out. I wish I could bring the two guys back on right now to make the joke of you're 80, you're still young. I look at the faces that just stood up. I just don't think human beings are good at understanding time. Every person that just stood has a dramatic amount of time to execute their own VFriends. It may not be what VFriends ends up being, because let's call a spade a spade, I'm really good at what I do. However, it can be more for them than even VFriends is for me, because doing something you like and living within those means, whatever that number is, whether it's $80,000 a year or $200,000 a year, is genuinely, genuinely the greatest gift a human can have besides good health. And so I cheer for these individuals. I hope you get inspired, and I hope you make a jump. I really do. Thank you. Perspective. Something as I continue to go through my life that interests me quite a bit is that life is so binary based on what you've decided you want to find. The ability to find negativity on an everyday basis, I'm sure this will confuse no one based on how good the mainstream media and human beings on social media are at pushing and selling negativity. The ability to find negativity on an every hour basis is extremely easy. The thing that I am far more interested in is the ability to find positivity is there at all times as well. If I had one big, massive macro goal for VCon, if VCon can be the extra juice, the extra little push, to tip some of you over that are on your journey to deciding to be optimistic versus defaulting into being pessimistic, if this event and other people's love towards you, the love that likely if you are that person, you are not given along the way, if this community can do that for each other, if this event can be the container of that, this would be a remarkable weekend. And so I ask the people at this conference that if you are happy and optimistic, to over-communicate that to every friend you make, to step up to your fellow V friend that might not be there and try to build that bridge. I genuinely believe that people are really missing the simplicity of life. Choosing to be optimistic and happy is hard when you were built to be negative and cynical. Recognizing its truth and putting in the work, no different than doing exercise or eating better or reading and learning about Web3, recognizing that truth and putting yourself on a path to try to go there is not as difficult. And so I hope that we can choose practical optimism this weekend, and I encourage it very much. Next, I want to give a humongous, and I mean massive, shout out to that dude. Let's all look at him. One dude over Polaris sitting. Let's wave it, dude. I love the whole section. Yeah, you, brother. You. Let's fucking go. That dude has a whole fucking section to himself. He's a gangster. He's a one of one. Look at him. He's a star. Let's fucking go. I love that move. It's a little too introverted for me. But I'm glad. Let me do this. I saw it. My friends, I expect lots of competition at VCon. I want to know everyone's scores in Candyland. I want to see people crying if they're losing. We must champion competition. The reason competitive clown is going to be a beast is VFriends is going to eliminate 8th place trophies. Competitive clown is gonna make 7-year-olds cry. He's a clown, he's scary. You know what else is scary? Coming in second. I love people that come in second, third, fourth. I love losing, you know that, I really do. The point isn't trying to make kids unhappy that came in second, third, fourth, fifth. our reaction was eighth place trophies. That was the wrong move on that. The right move was championing when you went all the way and respecting the merit of coming in fourth. When we eliminate merit, we get into a dangerous place. Merit is good. Competition is good. Tenacity is good. Ambitious angels, the best. Who's got an ambitious angel? I see you, brother. I also am extremely excited for the late nights after the conference. I expect people communicating where they are so others can find you. I expect people when they're leaving here, if they see somebody walking solo, saying, come with us. We are building a real community. And I'm really, really genuinely excited to be a part of it, at the helm of it, to be with you. I think that there's an incredible chapter of Web3 that's coming this next year. I would argue that unlike some of the rain we got, the timing of VCon from a Web3 standpoint could have not been better. I've personally, and you know this, I've put out a lot of videos, a lot of you, I've read the comments, didn't love when I was FUDding, when I said 98% of projects are going to zero. That wasn't FUDding, that was please be careful, I've seen this movie twice before. The timing of this conference is unbelievably good. Everybody here is wildly aware that there's been correction in pricing. That is the best thing that has happened to us. This will clean out some of the very dangerous, I would call it, behavior that captures all of us in it. It's not fun when your assets go down on paper. That's not fun. I'm sure some of you are in the stock market too. There's other things coming after that. So it is what it is. But the timing is remarkable. Because now a lot of the good work gets done. A lot of the real learning gets done. A lot of the innovation gets done. The next 2-3 years for Web3 will be remarkable. I ask in the opening keynote for all of you to double down on something very important, which is education. I think my message for years has always been confused because of how angry I get at college debt. I am not thrilled with the current way that America and many other countries sell education. I believe in education more than anything. It is why we went on a 4-month journey to how to set up a MetaMask, how to buy Ethereum, and many in this audience went through that journey, and not only one with VFriends, but one in many other great communities, like many of you minted Bored Ape, many of you minted World of Women, many of you did many other things. Right now, if you're here, you've got a baseline education. You've got a baseline education. This is when you have to triple down on your education. Let me give you a really good hypothesis for this conference. You've probably decided which panels you want to go with or are considering. Many of you are gonna choose based on the person and you think they're cool, or the subject matter is something you already know and like. Please challenge yourself to go to 2, 3, 5, 25, 50% of the panels where you know nothing about it, where you're not sure about it. This is the time to triple down on education in Web3. So much is about to be built in the next 3 years. I highly recommend you do that. My friends, this is a party. This is a gathering. This is a culmination of a very strong community built on very good values. I am uncomfortably proud of you. I'm incredibly humbled. Can we throw up the selfie station before I get out of here one more time? My main goal, I have one KPI for VCon. I wanna talk to all of you. I wanna say hello. I wanna say thank you. I wanna be the best host I can. And I just wanna be with you. And I just thank you so much, really, from the bottom of my heart. Thank you for being at VCon 1. I adore you. I love you. I can't wait to see you and have the greatest, 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 greatest VCon. I see you up in there in the seats. Let's fucking go. Thank you, everybody. I'll see you here. Hey, everybody. VCon is quickly coming here, May 18th to the 20th in Indianapolis. Go to vcon.co, vcon.co for details. You will not want to miss it.